on. Okay, we spoke last week a little bit about who was allowed to eat truma, and one of the things that we saw was that a Kohen's allowed to eat truma, as well as anyone that marries a Kohen, as well as the family of a Kohen, the Kohen's Avadim, the Kohen's Behemas, they can all eat truma. But what's clear and implicit in last week's discussion, we're going to speak a lot more about this week, which is the fact that a Zar, a non-Kohen, is not allowed to eat truma. Those are Psukim in Parshas Emor and Vayikra Perek Chav Beis. The Torah tells us, V'chol Zar lo yochal Kodesh. The Rishonim point out that Kodesh there is a reference to truma, that a Zar, a non-Kohen, is not allowed, non-Kohen includes a Levi, is not allowed to eat truma. What exactly is the halacha if someone does eat truma? So that depends a little bit, if whether they eat truma b'shogeg or they eat truma b'mezit. Some of this is a sugya, our sugya is in the third parak of Meseches Ksubis a little bit with the Kimli b'drabine, that's the Fan Lamed Amid Beis, for those of us that are familiar with it. But what exactly happens? If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos in Parak Vav, Halachas Hei Through Vav, the Rambam writes, Hazar Aser Le'echol Trumos, Aser for him to eat it. And then he writes in Halacha Vav that it depends a little bit whether he eats it b'shogeg or eats it b'mezin. Those are also Mishnayos in Meseches Trumos in the 6th and 7th parak about the difference between an Ochel Truma b'shogeg and an Ochel Truma b'mezin. I guess we'll go to the Mishnayos instead. The Mishnah tells us in Trumos and Zion Aleph, if you're Ochel Truma b'mezin, if I eat Truma intentionally, I'm eating Truma, Mishalim es hakeren, I am forced to reimburse the principal. So if I ate $100 worth of truma, I'm forced to reimburse the principal. Ve'enum shalim es achomesh, but I don't pay any chomesh on top of that. All I pay is the principal. Now, the sad part, as the Rambam points out, which is a discussion in the Gemara, is that you do get misa bidei shamayim. That's part of the reason why you're not paying more than that. So you have to pay the keren, and you get misa bidei shamayim. If I eat truma b'shogeg, so what exactly is the halacha? So the Mishnah tells in Trumos in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, the Rambam quotes it as well, that if you eat truma b'shogeg, you're mishalim keren v'chomesh. That there I have a requirement to pay not only the principal, but also chomesh. What exactly is chomesh? That's a machlokas. There are five situations, I believe, in Shas, where a person's chayef to pay chomesh. If you're podeh, certain kinds of kachim, meiser sheni, etc., you have to add on a chomesh, certain kinds of gzela. So how do we calculate chomesh? That's a bit of a machlokas. We, bederach kol, assume, I believe, that it would be 25%. So that end of the day, it's a chomesh of the final product. So if you have, as an example, 100, you'd be paying 25. And if you're 125 at the final total, you're gonna have a chomesh. That's a little bit of a by way of introduction. I'll point out also by way of introduction that the Isser applies, if you look in the Mishnah there, Meseches Trumos, not only to someone who eats truma, but also someone who drinks truma, v'echad ha'ochel v'echad ha'shosa, v'echad ha'sach, also if you anoint yourself with truma, if that's your style, echad truma tohora v'echad truma tmeya. Whether it's Truma Tahora or Truma Temeya, as long as you are benefiting from it in one of those ways, you are considered to have violated that Isser. So, what we have is the following. As far as our introduction, Torah teaches us that there is an Isser for a Zar to eat Truma. That Isser is an Isser which is counted by Mishonim in their Moni HaMitzvos. The Rambam counts them, say, for Mitzvos. That Isser is an Isser which applies whether I eat it b'shogeg or b'mezid, only the difference between shogeg and mezid in this context relates to the punishment. Mezid, you pay keren, you do not pay chomesh, but you get misa b'dei shamayim. The Rambam points out also there in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav, that you would also get malchus anachila v'loka alchilasa. If I eat it b'shogeg, so I pay keren and I pay chomesh, but I don't get misa b'dei shamayim. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Sternbach even has it's the last mucker in the sheep. I'll just reference it now. He's even down in the shiloh of a guy Bezman Hazad that ate truma b'shogeg for a very long time. And he had the shiloh of Sternbach as to what exactly this he does. Is there any din of keren and chomesh nowadays? That relates to questions like, is truma d'oraisa or d'rabbanan nowadays? If it is d'rabbanan, what exactly would that mean? Is it d'rabbanan b'shogeg require kapara like the nesivos? If you're familiar with that discussion, a lot of different action there. I want to talk after that introduction about two different discussions relating to truma. One is the actual nature of the Isser itself for Zar to eat truma, and the second is going to be the Tashlume truma, the nature of that Keren Chomesh, what's the nature of that payment. In truth, if we had more time, we would speak about each one separately. At some point, we'll have a Kayetzman discussion, but if we had more time, we would speak about each one separately. But we're going to, each one in its own shear, but we're going to try to combine them a little bit. So let's go like this. Lechora, the Isser is a very clear Isser, and there's one Isser to talk about. That Isser is what we learn from the Pasuk, V'chol Zar lo yochal kodesh. It's quoted again in the Moni HaMitzvot. The Rambam counts it as an Isser de Oraisa, and there isn't that much to speak about, and there's only one Isser. There is, however, a discussion, and you find this by some of the briskers. The brisker Rav has a letter in the back of the sefer. The Rav, in the Rav's Shi'urim, in Yanei Chala, he also has a discussion of this. An interesting aside, I saw the brisker Rav earlier today, and I wanted to know, the letters in the brisker Rav in the back, so the sefer of the brisker Rav in the Rambam is... normally, I'll say to HaRambam, normally. In the back, he has letters. He doesn't really tell us who the letters are to. Some of the letters, he has letters to Rav Salvechik, which when he printed the Igros HaGrid, you saw that it was. So I emailed a friend of mine, Rabbi Yaakov Sasson, Jake Sasson, who's incredibly impressive. I wrote to him, quick question, the letter in the back of the Brisker Rav, about there being two Isurim with a Tzar that eats Truma, any idea who he was writing to? I got a response about 10 minutes later. In Rav Meller's Harav Mi Brisk Chelik Beis, it says that the letter was written to Rav Eliyahu Zeldovitz. I don't know who that is. So at least we have some information about the person. But, you know, I emailed today Rav Maxman's uncle, Nassim Kamenetsky Shlita, to find out if he has any information about him. But as of now, I got nothing. But he originally says the Vort, and the Brisker Rav then reiterates, I had the same Vort, and it's the following insight of the Brisker Rav. It's an interesting idea. Again, Rav Salvechik has it also, and we'll try to... I'll say the idea first. And then I'll give a context where the Brisker Rav took it, and I'll give a context where Rav Salvechik took it. The context where the Vort is as follows. That maybe there are really two Isurim with a Zar that eats Truma. There are really two Isurim that Zar eats Truma. The first is the Isur of a Chalzar Lo Yochal Kodesh. That's probably an Isur that's more Chal on the Gavra. You as a Zar, you are not fit to eat Truma. You as a Zar are not fit to eat Truma. But the Brisker Rav suggests, I believe it's the same idea that the Rav has in a couple of places there in Shirim Mizraim, there is a secondary Isser also. If you look on the last sheet, if you have it, the Brisker Rav in the back, he writes, Vine Iker Svaras de Truma Lazar, Milvad Iker Isser Zaras, Od Yis Bel Isura Mitara Chefza, Mishum Din Kiyam Mitzvasa, Sitzarech Leskayim Ba Mitzvasa, Ba'achila Betores Truma. There's another thing which is not the Isser on the Gavra, but rather there is a Din. There is an Isser that you violate when a Zar eats Truma, in, as far as the Cheftza of Truma goes, but it means that the Truma itself is supposed to be given, it's supposed to be given to a Kohen, it's supposed to be eaten betoras Truma. And when you eat it as a Zar, not only are you violating the Isser of a Zar eating Truma, you're also being mevatel that mitzvah, that the Truma itself was supposed to be consumed by a Kohen, betoras mitzvahs achilas Truma. The way the Rav says it here is Chada de Avra al Isser Shal v'Cholzar lo Yochal Kodesh v'Od she'asur l'achlo mishum shemevatel es hanitan b'cheftes shal truma shetei ne'acheles kemitzvasa l'kohen b'tara. What's the difference as to whether it's just an Isser on the Gavra to eat truma, or it's an Isser in the Cheftza itself that the Cheftza has to be used in order to consume, for the Kohen to consume and fulfill the mitzvah of achilas truma? Are we clear in the chiluk as a whole? Just 1, 2, and 3. Got some recognition here. Great. The Brisker Rav takes it in the following context. The Gemara Masechet Nida Naflam Beis tells us that it's not only Asur, we saw in the Mishnah, not only is it Asur to eat Truma for a Zar, it's also Asur for Sicha. It's also Asur for him to anoint himself, with Truma. Tovos in Nida points out, says the Brisker Rav, that that's really only an Asmachta Ba'alma when the Gemara learns that out from one of the Pesukim, and that Sicha itself may not really be a Doraisa, it may only be a Dorabana. What's interesting, though, is that the Rambam, on the one hand, the Rambam thinks that Sicha, anointing yourself with Truma, is an Isser D'Oraisa. But the Brisker Rav points out, he said a lot, that when a person learns Rambam, they're in general trying to pay attention to two things. One is the question of what the Rambam exactly says and how he says it. Second is the placement of the Rambam, how he organizes it and where it goes. This is a good example of a Rambam that the Brisker Rav points out, as far as the placement, does something a little bit interesting. As follows. When the Rambam refers to the real Isser of Achilas Truma, if eating Truma for a Zar, eating Truma that a Kohen eating Truma, etc. There the Rambam does not include any Isser whatsoever of Sicha with Truma. He does not include any Isser whatsoever of anointing. The only time that the Rambam ever mentions any Isser of Sicha, even though he thinks it's Isser Doraisa, is Agav Grara in Perek Yud Aleph, when the Rambam is talking about Dine Kiyam Mitzvahs Truma, Shenitanes La'achila. When he's talking about certain dinim, about the way that the mitzvah of Truma and how exactly it should be eaten. Says the Brisker Rav the following, I don't understand. The Gemara in Nida learns, and the Rambam thinks it's an Isser D'Oraisa, that not only are you not allowed to eat Truma if you're a Zar, you're also not allowed to anoint yourself. So why doesn't the Rambam quote that in the beginning of his presentation when he really goes through what the Isser actually is? of eating truma, why doesn't he put it, why isn't he included there? Why is he only included agav in Perek Yud Aleph when he's talking about dinim that relate to how truma should be consumed? There he mentions, and by the way, it's aser for sicha, says a brisker rav, because this is the vort. There are two dinim, but the dinim don't apply exactly the same way. There's a din, there's an iser on the gavra to eat truma. Iser of the zar to eat truma. That's chal when it comes to a maisa achila. That's something which is true, and that's something which is limited to a situation of a person who's eating truma. Sach, when the Gemara darshens in Maseches Nida, that anointing yourself, that's not included in that primary iser, v'chol zar lo yochal kodesh. That's not included in that iser. The iser of sicha is an iser only, because it's not an iser achila. The iser gavra is an iser achila on him. But when I do sicha, when I anoint myself with truma, that's where I'm going to be violating the second idea, that I haven't the midin chefta shel truma, it has to be eaten a certain way. And if you're sicha, if you're going to be anointing yourself, then you've been mevatel the mitzvah of truma. Now that truma can't be eaten properly. Now that truma can't be eaten the way that really it is supposed to be eaten. So that's one context where the brisker rav takes it.
Is it an iser or more of a
bitul
asay?
I mean, bitul asay is also aser, but I think it'd be more of a bitul asay. I would think. Salvatric brought it to another context, and that will require just a minute or so of background. The one of the first sugyas in the beginning of the eighth parak of Maseches Yuma is the iser of chatzi shir. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish have a machlokas, but the chatzi shir is aser mid oraisa, or chatzi shir is only aser midra banan. There's a lot of very famous Torah about the nature of the Isser of Chatzi Shir. I imagine some of us may have heard Shiurim on it. There's a Reish give a Shir ever on Chatzi Shir. Is that a thing that he does? I don't know. It's a lot of famous Torah about Chatzi Shir. If you hold it to Aser Midoraisa, is it Aser Midoraisa because it's inherently problematic? Is it Aser Midoraisa because maybe I will, as a result, end up violating the full Isser? There is evidence, this is an idea that the Salvatrics as a whole are a little bit fond of, there is evidence that not all chatzi shears are created equal. That not all chatzi shears are created equal. Some achronim speak about maybe the whole iser is isturi achila. Would the iser apply on Shabbos with malachas on Shabbos? So gives in the first parak and the seventh parak of Shabbos a lot of discussions. Salvatrich points out here, it's in source number 7 in Shiurim and Chala and Zrayim, he points out that it does sound like Tosfos that the iser chatzi shear of a zar eating truma is somewhat of a unique iser of chatzi shear. It's a unique iser of chatzi shear. It's one that Salvatic suggests is one that, even though in general Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue whether the iser is considered to be an iser de oraisa or an iser de rabbanan, he thinks that it could be that here, for sure it would be an iser de oraisa. Why dafka when it comes to consuming truma would the iser be an iser de oraisa of chatzi shear according to everyone? So, Salvatic suggested the following. There is an assumption or two here about chatzi shir, but we're just going to accept it for now. As far as the iser of the gavra of consuming truma, that is a regular iser, and their regular dinim of chatzi shir should apply. If you don't consume the amount, machlokas, that amount is really a shavet pruta or a kezias, but if I don't consume that amount, it's a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. So, as far as the iser of eating chatzi shir, if I don't consume that amount, that's a machlokas, iser deraiser, iser derabanan. But, argued of Salvatic, the iser of a zar eating truma is also, there's another iser, that iser is a din in the cheftza shel truma, that the cheftza shel truma has to be consumed properly. And the Salvatic understood, and why, again, because a little bit of understanding of chatzi shir, but as far as the cheftza shel truma goes, that is something, that's an iser doraisa which is going to apply even less than a shear. One way of saying that out, because the shear, let's say as an example of kezias, is a shear which makes sense when you're dealing with dine achila. That achila is determined based on a kezias. So if you don't have a kezias, it's only a chatzi shear. But as far as the cheftza shel truma goes, that's not based on achila. That's not based on how much I consume. I can't say if it's for sure how the Rav understood it, but I think this is one way for sure to say it out. That's not based on achila, and therefore the iser of chatzi shir is going to apply for everyone, because no matter how much I've consumed, I've been mevatel a little bit part of the cheftza shel truma. Are we clear on this? Just one, two, and three. Got some guidance right now? What was more or less clear? Can I give a little bit of a mashal to make it maybe half a step clearer? He points out in the footnotes, Rabbi Shaiwitz points out in the footnotes of Antispai Kolel staff training fame. You weren't there this past summer. If you would, you would have been negative about it, because, you know, we haven't worked on the positivity chart yet. He's a fantastic Rebbe, they say. And Rabbi Shaiwitz points out in the footnote that the Beis HaLevi, the very famous Beis HaLevi, when you learn Maseches, I guess Pesachim, Gimel, and Beis is the most likely context where it would come up. Although it's really based on the pasuk in this week's parsha, on the Gemara Pesachim and Daf Nun Tes, that there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. Achilas Kachim, the Beis HaLevi suggests a similar idea, that there's two dinim of the mitzvah, or there may be two dinim of the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. Achramim have this idea that one is a mitzvah of Achilas Kachim, the other is a din in the Cheftza that Kachim has to be consumed. And the Beis HaLevi suggests that as far as the mitzvah of Achila, that requires a shear. That requires a shear of Kazayas. As far as the Cheftza of Kachim has to be consumed, that's going to apply even when it is less than a Kazayas. Even when it's less than a Kazayas. Because about protecting the Cheftza, why does the shear of Kazayas matter? Why does that matter? The cheft itself has to be treated a certain way, and I'm responsible for treating it a certain way. Let's chaz what we've done so far tonight so we can be clear, and then we can go into step number three. First thing we did was just point out that there is an Isser Doraisa for a non-Kohen, for a Zar to eat Truma. What exactly is the halacha if he eats Truma? Depends if he eats it, b'shogeg or mazid. Either way, he has to pay back Keren, the principal. In a case of mazid, he gets Misa B'dei Shamayim. In a case of shogeg, he has to pay Chomesh. Chomesh here means 25%. Or 20% of the final end product. We then pointed out that as far as the Isser of Truma, Pashtus, there's one Isser of Truma for the Zar to eat Truma. That's how most Rishonim, Lechora, understand it. There, Brisker Rav suggests within the Rambam, the Rav suggests within Tosfos, that maybe there's a second model also. The second model may be whether or not there's a din in the Cheftza Shel Truma that it has to be consumed properly. And if you don't consume the Cheftza Shel Truma properly, then you are going to be violating that Isser because it has to be eaten properly by a coin. We're okay so far? Okay. Step three. Now you have to pay. We're going to focus on the shogeg. When a person pays the shogeg, they're chayav to pay keren and chomesh. What is the nature of that payment? Let me give a little bit of a hakdama, because I don't know if... I don't know how much our background in Nezikin and some of these questions, so let me just try and introduce the following idea. There are many different kinds of monetary payments that a person can have. One kind is what's referred to as a hischaivus midas. That is something which I commit on my own that I'm going to pay. A hischaivus midas. A related idea is a chi of mammon that is given by the Torah. The Torah kicks in. The Torah obligates me to pay a certain monetary amount. An example would be if I would rip one of your shirts, so I would have to reimburse you for that shirt. I have a monetary payment to pay you back the value of that. So you have two kinds of, they're both chiv mamons. One is one that I take upon myself. The second is one that the Torah imposes. Rosh Shechter Shlita and Ginas Egos has a bunch of nafkamin between those kinds of payments. There are two other kinds of payments, I think. One is what's referred to as a knas. A knas, those are sugyas if we learn Maseches Baba Kama, or comes up in Ksubis in the third parak a lot. It comes up in Bav Metzia also. I mean, it comes up everywhere. Makos, the first parak. Chiv of Knas. The simple pshat as far as a chiv of Knas goes, Rashi, Maseches, Baba Kama, when you learn more of Baba Kama, so you'll play around this a little bit, is that you are paying more or maybe even less than you deserve. Knas is where really I shouldn't pay anything. And the Torah nevertheless imposes a chiv upon you. That is a chiv of Knas. Knas also has its own halachos. Knas's halachos, as an example, are that modeh b'knas pater is probably the most famous example. That if I go, the details of it are sugyas in Perek Merubah in the seventh Perek of Maseches Baba Kama. But if I admit that I have to pay a knas, so then I am considered to be exempt from paying it. When the first Perek of Makos, those of us that learned Makos last year, which I think is all of us, so we all are familiar with some of the details. The sugya is there. You learn about Metzia. There's a lot of things here that are somewhat well known. I think that's fine and playful. No, I don't think that's messing. Okay. What is the nature of? Oh, the last form of payment is also Maseches Makos payment. This is good to know because there's a lot of nafkamina between here. This is what we call just the information level to analyze a lot of things. Two kinds of chiv mamon is chayvus midas or Torah imposed a chiv knas, and the last one is kapara, a chiv kapara. What's an example of something that may be kapara? Kofar. Kufra kapara. Kufra kapara is the first in the Gemara. It's a Gemara Misachas. Makos. Kufra kapara. That there's, you have machloks in between Rambam and Rambam, Birka Shmuel, about what exactly the nature of that is. But Chiyuv Kapara, that's a payment which I'm giving, which is a payment which is there, not because I owe the money, like a Chiyuv Mamon, not because of Chiyuv Knas, the Torah imposed it upon me for some other reason. We're not sure why a Knas is there, it's not our issue for right now. Chiyuv Kapara is I am in need of Kapara. So different ways of getting Kapara. Person get kapara through tshuva. Person can get kapara through bringing karbanos. And one of the ways you get kapara, some kinds of payments. So kufra kapara, you pay kofar. That's one kind of kapara. So tashlume truma, what is it? What is tashlume truma? I consume truma b'shogeg by mistake, and now I'm chayav to pay keren and chomesh. For our purposes right now, we're assuming that we're not going to be mechala between keren and chomesh. Although misvara, you certainly could. That keren and chomesh, what exactly is the nature of that payment? So we're going to try to go through to a couple of different mahalchim, but we'll start with a question asked in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that when you owe a keren, Mishnah in Perek Zayin of Maseches Trumos, when I consume the principal, and now bemazed, I owe money, the Kohen has the right to be mochel. A Kohen can say, I forgive it. But when I owe money b'shogeg, the Kohen doesn't have that right. The Kohen can't be mochel. Kohen can't be mochel. Why not? Why can't the Kohen be mochel? So that, we really have two questions. One is, what kind of payment is it? And two, why can't there be mechila? Those questions are going to, we'll group them together for now. Mahalach number one, Tosfos and Ksubis and Lamed Amid Beis. If you are learning the third parak of Tosfos is challenging. The Tosfos in the third parak are hard. Tovus and Lamed Amid Beis, Zar, Sha'achal Truma, it's a little bit of a famous sugya there. It relates to sugyas of Kimlei B'dirab Aminei. Tosfos there suggests the following explanation. Tosfos says, because the money you owe, Tashlume Truma, that is considered to be a payment of Kapara. I require atonement. If it's a Chiv of Kapara, so then the Kohen being Mochel doesn't really help. You can be Mochel if it's a Chiv Mamon. If it's a chiyuv mamon, you could be mochel. But you can't be mochel a chiyuv kapara. I need the kapara. And because I need the kapara, so I'm going to pay it off. And then you're unable to mochel it. Look at Tovas here. V'yishlomar, d'shani shogig d'chuma, misham. V'yishlomar in the middle of source number 9. D'shani shogig b'chuma, misham d'tashlumen d'ide kapara v'lo memona. That are written by Maseches Trumos, the Imratza Hakohen Limchol, Eino Yachol Limchol, Mishum Delohavi Mamon Ela Kapara. That's Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is the Rash. The Rash is there in Maseches Trumos. The Rash is Tovus and Ksubis Lama Beis. There is a Tovus and Trumos. That would be impressive. The Rash. That's a mistake. I got it. The Rash in Maseches Trumos writes like this. Got two on the, okay. The Rash writes like this. He points out, I'm not sure I buy the kapara idea. Maybe you could be modeh by kapara, not so fast. I'm not so sure. He writes like this. Why can't you be mochel? The four lines up in the bottom. Reb Chanina damer b'masnisin, eino mochel. The cave in the gezeres hakasav hu shechayv v'shalim davar ha'ro'eli os kodesh. Ben yach lifter la bedamim ena davar tal bebalim. Aval ein lomar to have a kapara. You can be mochel kapara. That's from Gzeilat Sugin Bava Kama. Says the Rash like this. There is a halacha I forgot to mention in the beginning. Rashi points out as peirush al hatorah. When you pay back Karen and Chomesh, b'shogeg, Rashi points out it has to be davar ha'roi lihios kodesh. When I pay back, let's say I ate by mistake $100 worth of truma, now I have to pay back $125. I can't pay cash. I have to pay something which is roi lihios kodesh. I have to pay with peiros, and those peiros that I pay, they become truma. It's not a chiyuv of $125 worth. $125. It's a question of paying $125 worth of peiros. It has to be peiros which are chulin now, that are going to become truma. Says the Rash as follows. What do we see from here? The fact that the Torah is makbid, on you paying something which is going to become truma, that tells me, says the Rash, this is not, it's not kapara, but it's not a regular pasht, it's a regular chiyav mamon either. It's not a regular chiyav mamon. If it's a regular chiyav mamon, you should be able to pay back your keren and chomesh with cash. Why am I paying back my keren and my chomesh with peros? Because it's not really a regular, it's not a chiyav mamon, nor is it kapara. So what is it? So Rav Braunschweigel, former Shiva of YU, former Shiva of Landers, he can bond many of us at this table all together. So I think he's been sick a little bit, so Hashem Yishlach L'Refua Shleima. Hopefully the quoting of his Torah can be as a schus for Refua Shleima for him. So if you look here, he suggests it has to be that it's really a knas. Mevor mizeh she'im et shumet chumet tvias mamon ve'inat kohen about davar hazeh. The Torah is mechayev you as a knas. What's the nature of this knas? What's the nature of this knas? The following. You, as a result, removed Kedusha from this world. You removed Kedusha's Truma from this world. I'm not chayev a chiyev mamon the same way. I haven't really caused a particular loss to any individual person. When you learn Meseches Chulin, the Sugya Daf Kuf Lamed, when you're Mazik Matnos Kahuna and the like, it's Mamon Hashev, and I'm Mamon Hashev, but you'll learn there, Tovus Niran. But for now, when I stam am damaging it, I'm not causing a real loss to any individual person. It's, but what have I done? And nor do I per se the kapara, maybe there are other ways of getting kapara. What is it? It says the Rash is not a chiv of kapara. If it's a chiv of kapara, the guy could be mochalit. What it really is a knas, that you remove Kedusha from this world, so bring back more Kedusha into this world. You remove Kedusha from this world, so therefore try and bring back more Kedusha into this world. It's also a knas. What's a nafkamina? Okay. I don't know the answer. Pashtus, I guess so. Rav Braunschweigel suggests the following into nafkamina. Rishonim are done in the following question. Okay, there can't be mechila. Could there be mechila once you're mafreshet? Some Rishonim think, he points it here, it's in the, as you continue here. Tovus and Ksubis writes that the kapara is tolei b'hafrasha. That once I am mafreshet, I have... If the Kohen now wants to be mochel, the Kohen can be mochel. Even if I didn't give it to him. He has the right to be mochel, and it's going to stay there. It's one day in the Yerushalmi also. What's the pshat? So Rav Braunschweigel points out like this. If the chiyuv had been a regular chiyuv mamon, you would obviously have to give it to the actual Kohen. There's no reason why the hafrasha per se would really matter. Pashtas. If, however, you would maintain that it's didn't kapara, slash, we would suggest, maybe if it's really a din in Knas, you could also suggest. So this, if it's in Kapara, Tovus writes that Kapara is done by Hafrasha. Once you've been mafresh, you've taken your own peros and you've been brought them back, you've achieved your Kapara. Rav Braunschweigel suggests, I'm not sure it's Mukhrach, he suggests that according to the Rash, if it's really a Knas, it could be, it's not Mukhrach, if it's about filling the Chisaron that I caused, in order to fill the Chisaron that I caused, I have to fill it all the way. This was Truma that was going to be destined to a Kohen, and therefore the Truma that you give should also eventually get to a Kohen. So let's just chazen that one more time. When is the, can he be Mochel after I separate it? If you hold, it's kapara. Tosfos is explicit. Once you're mafreshet, you've achieved kapara, you're good to go. If it's mamon, so then l'chora, you would for sure have to give it to, you'd have to give it to a kohen. If, however, you would maintain that it's a knas, so I would think that reasonable people could probably debate that. Rav Braunschweigel suggests that if it's really a knas, and it's about filling the void that you caused, would necessitate getting into the actual Kohen. I don't know if you really need to say that as much. So we really have as follows. Let's pause what we saw. We saw those who suggest Azar is not allowed to eat Truma. If Azar does eat Truma, what exactly is the halacha? That's discussion. Shogeg or Mazen. As far as the Isser itself, we saw that in the Briska Rav and the Salvechek, there may be two parts of the Isser. Everyone agrees there's an Isser on the Gavra for a Zara to consume Truma. There may be a second Isser. What would the second Isser exactly be? That Isser may be a din in the Chefta Shel Truma, has to consume the right way. Nafkamina l'inyan Sach, if I anoint myself, Nafkamina l'inyan Chatzishir. The third thing that we saw is a Shaila about the Chiyuv to pay it back. Is it more Kapara? Is it more Knas? Is it more Mammon? Tosfos is Mefuras, that's really Kapara. Reb Bronspiegel suggests within the Rash that is more of a Knas. If you look there in some of the Mefarshim of Mishnayos, there are those who suggest that it really does seem to be more of a Mammon kind of an idea. The only reason why you can't be Mochel is because of a Gezerah Drabanan. Really, you could be Mochel. So there may be different Machlokim as far as the status of what exactly that is. So we've seen so far who's allowed to eat Truma, who's not allowed to eat Truma. But Ezra Hashem, next week, we will continue with the discussion of the actual act of eating Truma, Achilas Truma. We will probably compare it in general to some Achilas Kachem ideas. Have we learned the Sugya of Achilas Kachem at all? Are we familiar with that stuff? So we'll talk about it next week, but Ezra Hashem.